We didn't see it out at the end, we had the bit between our teeth. It's one of the games that champion teams learn to kill off and get the result out of it even when they're struggling, and that's what Wigan's done.
Did you see a hint of a knock-on? Did you think there was a problem before that final Don Manfredi try?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, myself and Tim were sat up in the stand and we thought he'd knocked on. We said he's knocked on. Next minute, the referee's allowed that play to go. And the fact that the officials haven't seen, that's really disappointing, to be fair, because that's cost us a point at the end of the day. Whether he was in touch, if he was on Sky, maybe they'd have gone, checked the knock-on, seen whether he was in touch as well. It was very close, to be fair. But, yeah, we could have probably done things better in the first half as well, which would have helped us.
I mean, at the end of it all, you battle back from 16-2 down, but 16-2, was that the problem? You shouldn't have let them get away that much.
Yeah, we gave them probably too much respect in the first half, to be fair. We spoke about before, a lot of teams come to Wigan with the Wigan reputation in the back of their minds and the beat before they even go out. And I don't think we came with that attitude, but we had a little bit of too much respect, if anything, when really we should have gone straight for the throat straight away from the beginning of the game.
A disappointing end then to the game, but a step in the right direction?
Yeah, massively a step in the right direction. The group we've got is a real good group, and it's a team first mentality in there, and everyone's got to kind of pull in that right direction, and that's what everybody is doing. The boys now have just got to learn how to finish off games like that, because that'll be the difference between being that top end team and being in, say, your middle section, really.
Well, you talked about a top-end team. You've got Warrington next Thursday. Yep. How are you going to prepare for that?
Yeah, we've got a good 7 days before the next game, so hopefully we'll have a real good preparation for that. Obviously, because of the close turnaround from this game to the last game, we're going to have to do a fair bit of recovery process and monitor a few of the players a little bit differently this week, I should imagine, with the amount of minutes they've done.
What about Warrington then, as a side?
Yeah, Warrington are a great team, and they're another team like Wigan here, but it's another challenge. The big key for us will not go, not to give them too much respect, so attack them straight from the kickoff and show them, cause them our own problems, because we're a good team.
AJ Bell, of course, you won both two games at home.
Yep.
Are you going to try and make it a fortress?
Yeah, we want that. We want to make it a fortress. I think it's important to do that. I mean, if you look at Catalan last year, they more or less won every home game, I think, apart from one, didn't they, last year, and then they ended up making the Super 8s. So, yeah, that's a big goal for us, to make sure that we protect our own ground.
Any injuries picked up?
No, we've just got a couple of knots, but they don't seem to be too bad, but we'll assess them tomorrow morning.